KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 15 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our forecast for Atlantic and the area is calling for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 38. Northeast winds becoming southeasterly at 10 to 20 miles per hour. In the news, Audubon County Attorney Sarah Jennings said Tuesday that Judge Jeffrey Larson Tuesday sentenced 33-year-old Jackie Ray Walters of Brayton to an indeterminate prison term not to exceed 7 years. Last July, Walters was found to be in possession of methamphetamine. He was originally charged with intent to deliver, and in a separate incident, he assaulted a female, which was his second domestic assault conviction. Jennings said that Walters made inappropriate contact with a witness related to both cases, attempting to influence testimony, which gave rise to the witness tampering conviction. Pursuant to a plea agreement, Walters pled guilty to a Class D felony charge of failure to affix a drug tax stamp and aggravated misdemeanor charges of domestic abuse assault, second offense, along with witness tampering. In exchange for Walters' guilty pleas, Jennings said the state agreed to drop the habitual offender enhancement. The court immediately issued an order remanding Walters to the custody of the Department of Corrections. A report in the Des Moines Register yesterday said a man from Atlantic was arrested and charged Monday with stalking. 51-year-old Lenny Biggs has two previous convictions for sexual abuse. A criminal complaint says Biggs, a registered sex offender, who has prior convictions for assault with intent to commit sexual abuse from 1991 and 2011, was repeatedly told not to contact the victim, but he violated those orders and repeatedly contacted her. And the criminal complaint says Biggs has no legitimate reason to contact the victim and that his fixation on the victim has made her in fear for her personal safety. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Tuesday night arrested a Red Oak man on a valid Page County warrant for theft in the second degree. 29-year-old Corey James Dolph was taken into custody at around 9:20 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail. His cash-only bond was set at $5,000. Officials of the Creston Police Department yesterday reported 4 recent arrests, including 2 taken into custody on drug charges. At around 6:15 a.m. on Tuesday, 26-year-old Jacob Malcolm Cawthorn of Creston was arrested at the Walmart there on a Union County warrant for failure to appear. Cawthorn was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of controlled substance first offense. After the K-9 Jax was deployed and alerted to the presence of drugs, Cawthorn was being held without bond in the Union County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. And at around 3:15 a.m. Sunday, 18-year-old Alexander Smith of Creston was arrested with the assistance of the Creston PD's K-9 Jax. Smith was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and later released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. 39-year-old Jennifer Beard of Creston was arrested Saturday afternoon on a Union County warrant for violation of a protection order. Beard was later released on a $300 bond. Last Friday, 62-year-old William Powell of Creston was arrested for public intoxication, and he was later released on a $300 bond. There were also 2 thefts reported in Creston. On Monday, a woman told Creston police a trailer had been taken from 623 New York Avenue sometime within the past week. The trailer was valued at $1,500. And a woman reported that her storage unit, located at 515 Livingston Avenue in Creston, was broken into. The missing property included household furniture, clothing, and some kitchen items. The loss valued at $1,100. In the funeral announcements, Lester J. Peterson, age 73, of Waterloo and formerly of the Avoca area, died Friday. Funeral services for Lester Peterson will be this morning at 10:30 at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Troy Allen Walker, age 51, of Algona, died Friday. A celebration of life for Troy Walker will be today at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Alvin Leo Ring, age 72, of Neola, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Alvin Ring will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Neola. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Ralph Fusselman, age 94, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Allen Place. A visitation for Ralph Fusselman will be on Thursday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Allen Place. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Maureen Lagan, age 96, of Exira, died Monday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Maureen Lagan will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Barbara Ann Anderson, age 80, of Atlantic, died December 24th. A memorial service for Barbara Anderson will be Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Jack Connolly, age 96, who's formerly of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. A celebration of life for Jack Connolly will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. John Christensen, age 75, who's formerly of Harlan, died December 27th in Arizona. A celebration of life for John Christensen will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Lou Hoig, age 93, of Atlantic, died January 2nd. Funeral services for Mary Hoig will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Lawrence Edgington, age 86, of Panora, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Lawrence Edgington will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Cindy McElfish, age 61, of Messina, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Cindy McElfish will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. William Berger, age 85, of Harlan, died Sunday. No services are planned for William Berger. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family. George Aim, age 89, of Greenfield, died January 3rd. And private family funeral services for George Aim will be held at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is assisting the family. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.